that something that you obviously expected it to be physical, but did you think it's going to be that physical?
Yeah, I think we knew the type of game that was going to be played from both sides, and pretty similar. So I'd expect it to probably get more physical throughout the series. So something we'll be ready for.
What's the keys to containing a guy like Corey Perry and Ryan Getzlaf?
Yeah, I mean, try to take away their time and space as much as possible. Obviously, two of the best players in the world, and you know, you got to have respect for what they do, but try to take away their time and space and keep them off the power play.
Can you see some specific adjustments that you can make against them and obviously limit their impact?
Yeah, I mean, at 5-on-5, I don't think either team really had too many great scoring chances. So I think the big thing is discipline and staying out of the box and keeping them off 5-on-4 where they're going to have that time and space to make those plays. But there's going to be adjustments made throughout the series from game to game. You, as a group, you look at it, look at things you did well and look at things you didn't do as well as you should have and go from there.
So do you see that as an undisciplined game last night?
No. I mean, I think obviously there's a lesson to be learned in terms of playing between the whistles and from that standpoint, but I thought it was a pretty hard game from start to finish and not too much undisciplined play.
Is that them finding another gear, Andrew?
Is what, sir?
Their performance in the third period, is that a matter of them having something extra in the third?
I think it's just wave of how the momentum goes throughout a game. They get a power play goal, the crowd gets into it, and they get going a little bit. So as the visiting team, you got to find a way to weather that storm and get the momentum back in some way.
Is it about finishing when you have the opportunity to finish them off? Because they seem to thrive in those third period situations. Is it about finishing when you have the chance?
I think it's just about sticking to your game plan and having that calmness throughout the game to keep the bench upbeat and ready to play. So, at home they're going to have surges where, like I said, the crowd's into it and they're going to push. And as the other team, you got to be ready for that and find a way to push back.
From what you've seen this morning, how do you think your team's responding to last night?
We've been doing this for, a month just to even get in the playoffs. So we've had to play tough games. We've been on the wrong side and regroup and come back and finding a way to win the next game. So that's something that we're used to by now, and we're pretty good at leaving that game where it should be, and that's yesterday and moving forward.
For the guys who got their first playoff experience last night, what do you think now that they got it out of the way, what do you think this sort of does for them?
Yeah, I mean, there's an expectation of knowing what it's going to look like, and I think that's for everything, both teams. I think there's a little bit unknown going into each game, and there's probably going to be more of a comfort level of what to expect in game two, and we'll be ready from our side.
Their coach was saying, and it's an old adage, that your best players have to be your best players a lot of the time to win. How did you feel that matchup went?
Which one?
Your best players against their best.
Well, I mean, obviously the top players outperformed ours, but that's last game, so you're moving forward, and I think you're looking for everyone to be a little bit better in any way they can.
How did you feel you played?
It was all right. I mean, I think for me, I always expect it to be better. So, like I said, regroup and move on to the next one.
How do you feel that Pavlik played last night? In terms of him just down the stretch, I mean, has he been more in control for you guys? I mean, what's been the difference with him as he's kind of taken over that starting role?
Yeah, he's been excellent for us. He doesn't allow things to affect him. Whether it's a tough bounce or getting smoked and warm up. he always seemed to have that calm, cool demeanor, and it's something that we enjoy.
Andrew, you just mentioned it. Did you get a little nervous after that collision in
the warm-up? Yeah, a little bit. I was hoping he was all right, but luckily enough, he was good to go.
Did you step on a puck? Is that what happened? Or?
I think so. I hope so.
I'm sorry if you answered this already, but just the physical nature of that game one and over 80 hits combined between the two teams, is that something that you think that level can continue through 7-game series?
I think so, yeah. It's something that we enjoy. It's you know, the way we've been playing throughout the whole year. So, you know, it's something I've said the whole year is we're moving and skating. We're on the body, and that's when we're playing our best hockey. So I would expect to see as much or more going forward.
Perry's goal there, that, you know, obviously to give them the 3-2 lead. I mean, play went on for a whole another minute after that. Did you know it at the time, or did you not know, and were you just playing, or that just seemed to be obviously an odd sequence?
Yeah, we didn't know until the whistle there, and then I think our video guy told our coaches that the puck had gone in. So at that time, you're just trying to you know, get ready for the power play that we're going to have and trying to answer back.
You've been through goal streaks and droughts. How aware are you when the last time you scored?
How aware am I? I'm aware. Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm aware.
And how important is it to get up?
I mean, in terms of the importance of it, I think it's more important for me to play the way I need to play and have a good performance. And it's not something that I go into games, you know, thinking that I have to score. I think for me, you know, doing the little things and playing the right way, and those things will come.
And are there bigger guys who were able to have, were able to have an impact on that game last night? Obviously, they had 7 points between the two. How important is it for you and Brian and Blake and Dustin to do the same and kind of get involved and have impact?
Yeah, I think you're always looking for your top guys to have as much impact as possible. So, you know, they played really well the first game, played better than our guys, and I think you look to regroup and answer back.
You know, lots has been talked about the lack of experience with your group, and it's in between games maybe where that shows more than anything else. How can you, Stanley, two-time Stanley Cup winner, help the other guys park what happened on Thursday and then have a much better effort on Saturday?
I said it before, we've been doing this for a month now, and in terms of playing big games and being on the wrong side of them and having to regroup and refocus and get excited to play again, so... nothing that we're not used to now, and you know, we have the right guys in that room to lead the way and get the group refocused and ready to go.